Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
I think you're really underestimating the broad sexual appeal that I have.
Paul Charchian, fantasy football guru.
And we get to find out now if all our fantasy drafts, we all love our teams right now. Half of us are going to be like, oh, what have I done?
Chief Execution Officer, Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com.
I am excited for your team because, to me, it looks like Ben Johnson is building a Bears version of Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery in your backfield.
Don't do this to us, Charge.
Paul Charchian with Raheemi Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We love talking to Paul Charchian every week, and your fantasy football season is probably heating up. He's just the man to let you know what to do. At Paul Charchian on X, he is the Chief Execution Officer of Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com. He joins us on our Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, and he's on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Paul Charchian, who Marshall says is indeed sexy.
Listen, it's the charge. What do you mean? I'm not going to deny a man his praise. What are you talking about?
Thank you, Marshall. You know, there's only one thing that a middle-aged white man wants to hear more than a compliment from an attractive woman. It's from an attractive black man. I mean, this is the ultimate compliment right here. You made my day, my man. Thank you very much. My ego feels very inflated.
Charles, just remember, personality is everything.
Well, yeah. I wish young me in my early and very, very up and down dating days. Just, man, it's all confidence. It's all the projection of confidence, isn't it? Man,
it really is.
I was like, nerdy guy growing up. There was a little, sprinkling of Dungeons and Dragons in there. And
I always
felt like, nothing wrong with D&D, right? I mean, now the cool kids play D&D. But, back then, I didn't quite know that you just have to believe in yourself.
If you're on the Twitch stream, by the way, you'd see those glasses. The man looks like a young professor. Like, he's out here very like established. That? All he needs is the smoking jacket and the pipe, and he's good to go. But you
know what? Professor of fantasy football.
I
like it.
Some people have been a little too close to the pipe, try to put it together a fancy lives. By some people, I mean me.
Well, yeah. See, that's, I know you also love Charge because he helps your fantasy team.
Yeah, we need help. That is for sure. Let's start with the game that we're all thinking about, the Bears and the Bengals. And if it's anything like the Jets and the Bengals, there are points to be had, I would assume.
Mm-hmm. I would assume.
Well, I want to get out of
myself. Let's hope so. If your quarterback doesn't pull it together here, that, it's going to be even worse than whatever you guys have been discussing for the last 4 days. The love the running backs in this one, including, I've been foisting Kyle Monongai into every one of our conversations all year long, and it's finally paying off. Last 2 weeks, a near 50-50 split in snaps with DeAndre Swift. The rushing attempts are lower than Swift's, but Monongai's gotten 20 carries the last two games, and he's also had carries from inside the 5-yard line in consecutive games. And non-number one runners have hurt the Bengals big time, including Isaiah Davis last week, 110 total yards. So really excited about Kyle Monongai. And then tell me what you think about this. Here's my sleeper Bears angle for this game. If Luther Burden doesn't clear the concussion protocol, we get another game from Olamide Zaccheaus last week where he had a season-high 7 targets. He runs from the slot a lot, and the slot cornerback for the Bengals is Dax Hill. He has allowed the most touchdowns in his coverage of any player in the NFL. 4 already. Olamide Zaccheaus, sneaky sleeper. What do you think?
No, I agree. I think Olamide Zaccheaus is a favorite target of Caleb Williams anyway. So he's prone to read him in a lot of the, I think just by via a lot of the formations that the Bears run. So that, I think that's spot on. I think that that's a really good idea.
Do we know, is Cole Kmet going to play in this game?
He was limited in practice,
but he spoke to the media yesterday.
So that would indicate, I think, that he's on the mend. That was his first NFL game that he's missed.
First ever in his career. And that, I love that you noticed that they let him talk. If guys who are in danger of not playing, they almost never let near a podium because they don't want him to say, I'm not going to play, because they don't want to tip their hand early in the week. So I like that you found that angle in particular. This could be a point orgy. Joe Flacco has been a shocking fantasy producer. And here's your secondary. Do we know if Tyrique Stevenson's going to play yet?
Okay, listen.
I'm sorry. We're giggling.
You said point orgy. I just stopped my sensibilities. Like, wait, did I just hear that right?
Well, and then your open is Fantasy by Ludacris, and you see where it's all going.
So
terrible.
Do we know if Tyrique Stevenson is going to play in this game?
We don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know yet. He's limited in practice.
Do you need that to know that the receivers for Cincinnati are going to do well?
honestly, not really. Did you see that Ja'Marr Chase has been targeted 42 times in the last 2 weeks?
Oh, it's been a theme around here.
It's his favorite stat this week.
It's crazy.
I bet that is your favorite
stat. It is crazy that he's averaging 21 targets a game over the last 2 weeks. It is absolutely insane. He's going to do damage.
Marshall, if that's your stat of the week, do you know whose record he broke?
I don't know whose record he broke.
For consecutive targets, most targets in consecutive games.
Why do I want to say
Brandon Marshall?
Okay.
That's amazing. I would have said Randy Moss. Right division, wrong team. Right.
Yes. I did not expect it to be Brandon Marshall. And I believe it was Bears era Brandon Marshall, not Denver Broncos era Brandon Marshall.
Those are two very different players that you're talking about.
Very different players. Very different players. Now, if your team's missing all three of your starting cornerbacks, which seems to be very possible, Joe Flacco, he's been a top 10 fantasy quarterback in the three games since his trade to Cincinnati. He's quarterback 9, and he's done it on 42 passes per game as a Bengal. That kind of volume against your team, you know, trotting out three backups at cornerback, I think this is another very good opportunity for the Bengals passing offense.
Yeah, we still got the update though, Paul, from Mo Egger, the afternoon host in Cincinnati for 15:30, and he made it sound like it's still very up in the air as to whether or not Joe's even going to be available.
Yeah, now so Jake Browning would change everything. Browning was
yeah,
just
that's kind of where
that
I was.
First month.
Yeah, that's where right. I was going.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
There is some big fantasy news, though, I think, when it comes to Carolina, because Rico Dowdle has had himself some games. I'm glad to hear that Dave Canales made the move to decide that he's the starter, but that also means Chuba Hubbard gets lost in this mix.
Yeah, he does. And agree, Dave Canales, I think he handled this thing just right. So they had the two games where Chuba Hubbard did not play, and Rico Dowdle went berserk, and he put up 450 total yards in 2 weeks, and he was great. Then when Hubbard was healthy enough to come back, Canales, out of a sense of fairness, let them both basically split carries, Dowdle and Hubbard, for two games. And Dowdle continued to be way better than Hubbard, running at roughly twice the yards per carry. And so he just comes out and says, look, you know, this is a merit-based league. Rico Dowdle's the best guy. He's going to be the starter. Here's what you should do if you've got Chuba Hubbard. Drop him outright.
Whoa.
He's going to be the backup runner on the 6th worst scoring offense. You can find somebody else. Somebody else will pick him up. There are better handcuffs that be out there. Dowdle's the starter. He's going to hold that job. And I don't think Hubbard's going to help you. We get tempted to just hold our guys because we don't want to admit our mistakes. Yeah, let's move on. Hubbard has not looked good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Okay, he hasn't looked good, but what in the world is going on with Brian Thomas Jr.? That dude was just out here doing whatever he wanted as a rookie, and now year two has not gone his way in Jacksonville.
Brian Thomas, the second half of last year in his rookie season, he looked like he was going to be rookie of the year. I mean, he was fantastic. This has been a shocking turnaround. He has 6 drops this year. He has got an 18% drop percentage. I mean, that's crazy to think that every fifth ball you send a guy's way is going to be dropped. It'll be an accurate pass that he puts on the ground. And here, Travis Hunter. We've been waiting for Travis Hunter to be more a part of that Jaguars offense. Last game out, Jaguars on bye last week, week before that, Travis Hunter's usage surged. And we've been seeing Travis Hunter's defensive snaps go down, offensive snaps go up, which we love for fantasy. That's perfect for us. Brian Thomas, meanwhile, seems to have lost the confidence in the coaching staff. Liam Cohen had to come out and insist that they're not shopping Thomas, but that doesn't mean anything because coaches lie all the time. You know, Brian Thomas, there's a lot of trade talk around him, and now his future with Jacksonville is very much up in the air right this minute.
We're talking to Paul Charchi, and he is the man when it comes to fantasy football. He will help you get through your week. And I love Paul will occasionally send us topics that he wants to discuss. So imagine my happiness when I hear the topic, what are we doing with the messy Packers wide receiver room? Jackpot.
Jackpot. This is, Layla, this has been an ongoing frustration for fantasy managers with the Packers because since Devontae Adams left, there hasn't been an alpha receiver in Green Bay.
No, there has not. No.
Yes, and thank God for us, Vikings and Bears fans. They haven't been able to develop anybody. They thought it might be first-round pick Matthew Golden. And I'm not suggesting he's never going to develop, but it hasn't worked out to the midway point of this season. And add in Christian Watson last week. He shows up after missing a year of service, and all he does is lead the Packers wide receivers with 4 catches and 85 yards. Then Jaden Reed's return timetable is now here. He won't play this week, but he could be back as soon as next week. I think you are just spinning your wheels on trying to guess in any one game. Is it a Golden game? Is it a Watson game? Is it a Romeo Doubs game? Is it a Wicks game? Is it a Malik Heath game? Just stop. I want out. We're just going to sell all of those guys. And not you can just drop them all and save yourself the temptation of trying to figure out in any given week will one of them be any good.
Wow. A lot of drops being recommended here on Raheemy Harrison Grody as we talk to Paul Charchian, our fantasy guru. Thursday Night Football, we get it started early. Baltimore-Miami, what are you looking at in this game?
Okay, first of all, Baltimore, if you were going to pick one team to be dramatically better in the second half of the season, it's the Ravens. They've got great coaching. They're getting Lamar Jackson back. Their defense, which was missing at some point 6 starters, is almost entirely healthy now coming out of their bye in their game last week. They've got their entire secondary back healthy. This is a team that's going to be is way, way better. And so when we look at trying to figure out from a fantasy standpoint what to expect, I think this turns back into a good defense and not one that we're going to keep trying to abuse week after week like we were able to do with the Ravens before. Tua Tagovailoa coming off a 4-touchdown game. He had a 6-touchdown game against the Ravens 3 years ago. And again, Ravens secondary was getting picked apart, but they're all back and healthy now. You just saw what they did with Caleb Williams. I mean, now you got Bears fans questioning his NFL viability, although I guess Bear fans have been questioning his NFL viability all year. I don't think the Ravens necessarily put that as an additional talker, but this is a much trickier spot for Tua, even though he's coming off that good, shockingly good game last week with 4 touchdowns.
Fair enough, Paul Chargy. And this has been a lot of fun, as it always is. We look forward to the weekend ahead in the NFL, thanks in part to you.
Thanks, Charge.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Paul Chargian making us laugh and also giving us excellent fantasy tips as well. Coming up next here on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score. The price of World Series tickets doesn't compute with me. They're so high, they don't compute. So we want to ask you, how much would you pay to see your team win a title? How much did you pay in 2016? We'll discuss it all next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.